and welcome to OSCE-8 podcasts. For further revision material, please visit www.osce-aid.co.uk. We hope you enjoy listening. Breaking bad news. This podcast will teach you how to deal with breaking bad news to patients. Breaking bad news can be a very daunting scenario, especially in a high-stress OSCE environment. The key to this station is being empathetic whilst conveying key information. Here are some top tips which can be used in any breaking bad news station. Firstly, don't be afraid of silences. Secondly, don't be tempted to get too technical. Demonstrating your empathy and your good communication skills is much more important than showing how much you know about a specific condition. In the same vein, don't be worried if you aren't 100% familiar with the diagnosis you're giving. You can actually get away with giving relatively little medical information, and arguably you should be focusing more on the patient's or relative's emotional response than delivering lots of facts. Third, do not make up answers. If you do not know, acknowledge it and then tell the patient that you will find out and get back to them. This is not the end of the world. Fourth, don't get trapped by questions about prognosis. Again, this is a situation where it's okay to say that you don't know, and the truth is that often vague answers like "it varies from person to person" or "it's much too early to say" are actually the most honest and realistic. Finally, make an active effort to vocalise empathy. Although it may feel quite forced and unnatural to verbalise things when you may be more likely to convey your empathy with gesture or expression in real life, remember that the examiner is looking to tick certain boxes, and this is a very easy way to score points. Although relying too heavily on protocols for communication skills can be problematic, because it can make you quite robotic and doesn't necessarily allow naturally flowing conversation, in an exam situation, it can be helpful to have a set structure to fall back on. This is especially useful if you get panicked or if you need a framework to start the discussion. We suggest using the I Spikes framework for breaking bad news. I'll go through this now and we can give you some examples of phrases that might be helpful along the way. The I stands for introduction. This is pretty self-explanatory. In any OSCE station, always make sure to introduce yourself fully, explain your role, and obtain consent. The S stands for setting. Always offer the patient or relative the opportunity to have someone with them. This is useful as it not only allows them to get the support they need, but it also acts as an early warning shot to let them know that the news is not likely to be good. Also, basic but important things like making sure you're both sitting down, you make good eye contact, and you make sure that you're in a quiet place without likely interruptions.
Hello there, Mrs. Smith. My name's Dr. Pilling, and I'm one of the doctors in the team. I'd like to discuss your recent health with you and talk over some of the tests which we've done recently. Would this be okay with you? Before we go on, can I ask, is there anyone that you would like to be here to support you? Some people find it very helpful to have a partner or a relative with them when they see a doctor.
The P stands for perception. Always check what the patient or relative understands about what has happened so far. This is also a good opportunity to try and elicit some of their specific concerns early, and it will give you some idea of how shocking or how expected this news is going to be for them.
Could you tell me a little bit about what's been happening lately from your perspective? Tell me what your understanding is of why we did the MRI scan. Was there anything that you were particularly concerned about, or anything that's been playing on your mind?
The I stands for invitation. In this stage, clarify how much the patient wants to know. Although this can be very difficult to do in an organic way, it gives you a lot of useful information if you manage it well. We find it's also helpful to encourage the patient to literally invite you to tell them the news, as it eases them into the discussion. Try asking things like,
some people like to hear lots of technical detail about their health, whilst others prefer a bit more of an overview. Which do you prefer?
Or you could say,
we can discuss the basics of what is happening today and focus on where we go from here next time we meet. It's up to you how much detail you'd like me to go into today.
For your invitation, try saying,
I have the results of the test. Would you like me to discuss them with you today?
The K stands for knowledge. During this part of the conversation, explain the diagnosis. The principles here are similar to most other explanation communication stations, which we go into more detail on other podcasts or the website. Don't use jargon, pause often to check understanding, and allow lots of time for questions. Specific to Breaking Bad news scenario, it's important to signpost that the information you're going to give is not good and to give a couple of warning shots.
I have the results of the test. I'm afraid it's not good news. Your MRI scan shows that you have multiple sclerosis. That's also known as MS. Is that something that you've heard of? Would you like me to tell you a little bit more about the diagnosis and what it means? Is there anything that you'd like me to go over again? Is there anything that you're particularly concerned about? I understand that this is a lot of information to take in, but we can go over this again together and in another meeting.
The E stands for empathy. This is a pretty self-explanatory but absolutely vital part of this communication station. Make sure that you say something that clearly highlights your empathy. Also, as a warning, make sure that you do not say, I understand how difficult this is for you. You will run the risk of them responding angrily that you don't understand.
I'm so sorry. Don't worry about taking this all in now. We can go over this later if you feel like you need some time to process this.
The S in spikes stands for strategy or summary. During this part of the discussion, make some kind of plan. This doesn't mean that you need to be absolutely up to date on the details of the treatment plans for every single bad diagnosis you could have to explain. The plan can be very simple, like,
we're going to meet again to discuss this further.
Or you can explain the next time the patient will talk to a specialist who will give them detailed treatment options. It's good to offer to put them in touch with Macmillan services, if appropriate, and to stress that if the diagnosis is terminal, there'll be lots of support along the way for symptom control. Make sure you briefly summarise what you've discussed and that you check if they have any more questions.
If you'd like again, we can meet to discuss this further. Next time you come in, we'll meet one of the specialist doctors who can explain in more detail where we go from here in terms of treatment and further tests. I'll give you the number of the ward or our unit so that you can get in touch with us, and if you have any questions at all, we're more than happy to speak to you before we next meet.
We hope this podcast has given you tips on how to manage breaking bad news. Please do listen to our other OSCE Aid podcasts on communication and history-taking skills.